to carry back to your question, keeping it together for 20 years really comes down to just trying to, you know, listen to each other and be as polite and you know, just as good of people as you can be to each other, and then just keep, you know, working through it.
Matter of respect, ain't it?
Yeah.
Utmost respect at all times.
Certainly had our, you know, we had professional challenges that were a drag. You know, we had to, ultimately, when we left Warner Brothers, Rickers, after about 7 years, that took some work, and there was a lot of, through that time frame there were certainly a lot of challenges for us.
Well, you ended up on Liberty before it was over, didn't you? I mean, as far as back then.
We did, and we made a record that I co-produced with Chuck Howard, and I thought that when I wrote, you know, 7 of the 10, and really felt like it was sort of a real career mark for us, and I thought it was going to be a real high water mark. And then Jimmy Bowen, who I really enjoyed working with during that process, you know, I'd go to his house all the time, and we just would, you know, sort of game plan how we were going to work this new record. And we'd been off the radio because we were in it about 18 months to get to work our way out of Warner Brothers. And Jimmy was great, and as soon as we had this record finished, we had a record release party, and the only one that wasn't there was Jimmy. And they, you know, they said, well, he's not feeling good tonight or whatever. And about a week later, he was in the hospital having, like, quadruple bypass.
Right.
And his health had deteriorated. And, you know, a month later, he was living in Hawaii and had quit the industry. So,
yeah.
Following all, that's kind of what was the, you know, for the initial years run of Highway 101, the reason we sort of went under the radar was at that point in time, you know, prepared for a great coming up party, and then have the label just going to complete turmoil when Jimmy left.
Yeah.
We just walked away. And we just, you know, Curtis and I basically, you know, and Nicky Nelson, who was the lead singer, sat together at a restaurant, I think in Maryland or somewhere, and, you know, and it was just like, I wanted to pursue other types of music, and we were so politically worn from the politics and the inner workings of the business, and just having kind of a lot of what seemed like really negative things coming, you know, against us at that point in time. We just said, we decided to walk away from it. And, you know, in hindsight, at this point in my life, I completely look back with much clearer vision and can't, for the life of me, just, you know, understand why we didn't take that record, try and go to another label and have someone else put it out. I you know, it just, we just weren't thinking very clearly, and so there you go. You know, the rest of it is, you know, what it is. But because today I still listen to that record and think, my gosh, this should still be a hit. You know.
Yeah, you've made a lot of music together, man. So yeah. You've had a long relationship with CMT too. You guys have done several videos, haven't you?
Oh yeah, we did. we probably have done 6 or 7, I suppose, over, during those years, videos. It took a while. When we first came out, the Nashville record companies were not believing that there was much merit to videos yet. And, you know, we would always get the same story. Well, you guys are from L.A., you're kind of more rock thinking, and, you know, you're more this or that, and that's, you know, the country audience is a different audience. Well, you know, lo and behold, 4 years later or whatever, you know, it was a mainstream, you know. I mean, it was certainly mainstream for all country artists to be doing videos. And we wound up doing some, although, you know, there was one of our singles I felt like, which is a song I wrote called This Side of Goodbye, we always felt like that really kind of, I mean, it made it to number 4 in the nation, but I believe it would have been number 1 if it had a video at that point in time. And following that, we wound up doing, you know, videos for you know, like I said, 6 or 7 of the singles we put out. But it took a while to finally convince the Nashville sort of mindset that they were going to be a valid tool for artists.